Welcome back to another episode of In the Air with Ava. It's episode 4, season 2, on the first Monday, the 4th of the new year. This podcast is going to be extremely reflective, and it's also going to be a podcast that I think that we all kind of need to embody. We all need to hear as we step forward into this new year, because 2021 has to be personal. When it was New Year's, I was driving back from this bar. It's this new bar that I recently stepped into that is completely opposite of the places that I used to frequent 4 years ago, and completely opposite of where I used to frequent 4 years before that, because it was always in my house. And one of the most profound things happened to me. I had one of those slide reel flashback movie moments where life kind of slapped me in the face and said, "What are you doing?" Right? As I was driving home from the bar in my car, on my way back to my apartment that I have for myself, as an independent woman, no friends in the seat next to me, the girls that I were at the place with were people that I had just met. It was completely me, independent, by myself, doing my own thing. And it was the first time that I had done my own thing for New Year's in a while. You know, the year before that, I was with the Leo. The year before that, I was with some girlfriends. And the year before that, I don't even remember what I was doing the year before that. I think it was in Houston. And so, with my cousin. But as I was having this flashback moment, three songs played on my drive home. And I do this thing where I'm like, "Universe, if you have a message for me, what is it?" And I hit shuffle on Spotify and the songs play. And the ripple of these three songs were a ripple of the last 4 years of my life in so many different ways, but in a way that it's so pivotal for the message in which that I'm going to present to you guys in a second, but let's just get there. The three songs were Supermodel by SZA from her Control album. I don't know if you guys remember that, but I think it came out in 2017. And then I was just graduated high school. I was in Houston. I was driving. My first car was a Honda and Accord. And my dad had just got it for me, and I was in Houston, and I was working at a radio station, and as like a front desk assistant, videographer type thing. And I remember that album coming on and me literally just driving around blocks and blocks in a circle, listening to the Control album, just singing my heart out, getting so excited for the next 4 years of my life, as I had just finished high school. And I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna go into college. Life is gonna be so exciting. I'm gonna be a supermodel." You know, I was even like banking on the Leo, and just even like, you know, what life had for me. I was super excited for it. You know, my serotonin levels were super high, even in the midst of, you know, madness. The next song that played was New Year's Day by Taylor Swift. And that song had been reflective of my freshman year of college, because that song dropped that my freshman year of college, Taylor Swift's album. And I remember having this whole like idea in my head about this guy that I was like having feelings for, about, you know, picking up, you know, flowers with him on New Year's Day, like the lyrics go, and even just having this fantasy and idea about how I kind of wanted to experience life with him. And I met him my freshman year, and I had saw him walk across, you know, the auditorium, and I just completely fell in love, and I was like, "Oh my god, he's the one for me," you know, all this bullshit, right? But even just that, like, you know, there's glitter on the floor after the party, I can tell that it's gonna be a long road, just the lyrics of that song echoing to me, and me having a flashback of being in my dorm room my freshman year of college, just singing along to that song, being so hopeful. And then the third song played as I pulled into my driveway and I parked was "I Had a Dream" by Billie Eilish. You know how it goes. "I had a dream that I had everything that I wanted." And then she said it might have been a nightmare. And as I pulled into my driveway and I parked and I listened to the song, it hit really deep in the sequence in which those three songs played to me. Because in a way, 4 years ago, when Supermodel was, you know, the whole Control album, Love Galore, all of that was blasting through my head, all I ever wanted was to have my own car and to have an awesome New Year's where I'm out with friends and I'm having a great time, and then to come back to my own apartment and to have my own car. And I just wanted these really solid things that, you know, were my dream at that time. And I don't want to say it's a nightmare, because I'm extremely grateful for the evolution in which my life has come to, because I've been through a lot. I've been through it a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I think that sometimes, you know, people can see something from the outside and think it's so shiny, it's glittery, like from the outside, because it's smiling, because it's porcelain, because it's put together. But the pieces have been glued and placed and adjusted together so many different times that, you know, it begs the question, when you get to the things that you've manifested and the things that you desire, will you truly be happy as you thought that you would with them, right? And then how sick of it is to manifest for something in the future, not knowing what your future self would actually want, right? Because here I am in the height of all my manifestations, having the car that I manifested, the apartment that I truly manifested and drew up when I was in high school, and, you know, having the microphone, the laptop that I wanted, being able to paint, having the easel that I wanted, you know, all the things that I've dreamed of. And I have new dreams now. And so in the car, I was thinking, what was the point of it all? What was the point of these last 4 years? What's the point of life? What's the meaning of life? You know, if I'm going to always just get somewhere and manifest new things, if I'm always going to be somewhere and not really know what it's like to have these things. Because what if I'm manifesting, you know, being famous? I mean, not that I am, but like, if I were, and then I got famous, and then I was completely unsatisfied, and then what I would manifest being alone, and then be alone and be completely unsatisfied. It's like, how do we ever know what we truly want, truly deserve, truly will admire, truly love, unless we are in that moment having it for ourselves? And then it dawned on me, this TikTok video that I had listened to the other day that popped up on my For You page. And TikTok, let me tell you, honey, is a gem, because it kind of acts like Spotify in a way, where I can hit shuffle and the universe sends me messages that I need to hear. So I'm going to play the video that played on my For You page for you guys, and I want you guys to just wait a minute. I'm just going to play it.
Most unpopular piece of advice that you swear by.
Do it. Do it right now. I think about all the times that I stood over a casket and remembered all the plans that we had, but we never made the time to actually do it. Something else was always more important. Or people who think they have to wait endless amounts of time to move in together or to get married. It's like they're living up to other people's expectations. You know, when people want to move to a different city, it's like, well, I have to have everything planned out perfectly. And if there's one thing I've learned after 5 decades on this planet, is that nothing can be planned. You can do a little bit, you can have a little nest egg, but you can't predict. People die, things happen, jobs go south, money gets spent. If you're living in Ohio and always wanted to live in New York City, get the fuck to New York City. If you're in love with somebody, want to be with them forever, go be with them forever. Do what you want to do.
And so, with that being said, I think 2020 has showed us more than anything that nothing, you know, is worth waiting for, right? That nothing happens according to plan. I think back about how I wanted this year to go, you know, turning 21 this year, thinking about the adventures, the money, the jobs, the opportunities that I would have had this year, what I could have done with it. And just like my manifestations, I realized that why manifest in a way where it's down the line? Why hope and dream and try to plan for something that I think that I might want? Why am I not doing the things that I love to do? Why am I not having the things that I want to have right now? I want them now. I wanted the apartment then, now. It mattered to me then. The car mattered to me then. Having the easel and stuff like that mattered to me then. As I have those things now, they're not really important aspects of my life. They're just what I am. And maybe that's the point. Maybe it's the point of to make up who you want to be. But let me tell you, like, there's been so many things, and if not anything, echoed in the movie Soul and everything, that, like, you think that you know what you want, but that's what you wanted then. Like, when I went into college as a freshman, my major was mass comm. 4 years later, I'm sitting here as a religious study philosophy and psychology major as an interdisciplinary studies degree, fucking talking to Jeff Kripal about, you know, the human body after death and humanistic technology and the technology behind humans and the way that we communicate and studying religion and talking about astrology, right? Like, now is all that matters. The current moment is all that matters. And if anything, what's been echoed to me is I need to get so good at manifesting at what I want that it happens instantaneously. It happens now, because now is when I want it. And the only way to make it happen now is to be the God, to be the creator, to be the thing that you want it to be, to create it, make it happen. You know, one of the other videos that popped up on my For You page was write down the things that you want, that you would love to do, and then do them. I think back about last night, I was about to watch Shrek. Before I watched Shrek, I hopped in the shower and just thought and reflected about the conversation, the inner dialogue that I was having with myself as I parked my car. And I thought about all the times that I thought that I lived by the saying, oh, I don't regret anything, because at the time that's what I wanted to do. And what of a bold-faced lie that was. Sure, in that moment, that's what I wanted to do, but what motive, what initiative was that running off of? Being afraid? Being scared? Thinking that I didn't deserve it, that I wasn't worthy of it. And it settled into me that regret is a humanistic, a thing that it's a part of being human, especially in the sense where you have all these preconceived connotations of what it means to need these things or to deserve these things or to be, you know, in a place where you have to get there. You know what I'm saying? When you're always there. You're already here to have the things that you want to do. You just have to make it up in your mind that that's what you want to do. And then do it. And if anything, I regret waiting. I regret playing it safe. I regret, you know, not taking life by the balls and saying, fuck it. Because if I wanted to dance on top of that bar because it made me happy, why was I sitting in the corner of the room quiet? Why was I not allowing myself to be happy in that moment? For what? And I think that 2021 is so deeply personal for me because it's going to be the defining moment to say, what are you made of? Are you made of the last 4 years of your life, or the last 4 years before that, where you were afraid, where you thought you weren't deserving? Or do you finally know that you are that bitch and that you are a creator and you are a manifester and you're so divine that you can make it happen now? And that happiness, you're deserving of it, which means that if you want to do it, do it. If you want to be that, be that. Because what's the alternative? Not? And, you know, I was watching this little clip from Will Smith, The Pursuit of Happiness, when Jaden, his son, was, like, playing with the basketball, and Will was like, you'll never be as good as basketball, because only he'll be as good as I ever was, because, and I wasn't that good at it. And so Jaden, like, put the basketball down and was just, like, about to walk away and, like, put down his hopes and dreams about basketball. And Will, in that moment, as a parent, realized what he did. He just killed his child's dreams because of his own, you know, feelings of it, of his own, you know, inadequacy, or his own, you know, limiting beliefs of himself. And so he looked at him and he told him, he said, don't ever let anybody tell you what you can't do. People will tell you what they can't do, what you can't do, because they can't picture themselves doing it, something along the lines of that. And I look back and I think about all the dreams that I shared with people that, about things that I wanted to do. And they told me, no, you gotta play it safe. No, you need to wait. No. And then I really thought about it. It's like, who are these people? Are these people out living their dreams? Are these people who are happy themselves? And then it dawned on me that these are people who are completely complacent in their lives. So why am I listening to them as far as what I should and I shouldn't do? Because what's the worst that could happen? I can make an experience out of it. I can live. I can make an attempt at being happy instead of being complacent. Instead of being stuck, instead of playing it safe, you know, like, I think about life and I think about how I was raised, in a sense of, my mom always taught me, you know, you're inside and you're staying inside because, you know, who knows what can happen out there to you. And I think of how much of life that I missed out on living because I was afraid of risking living, right? And how much I regretted not actually being a child or not actually being a teen because I was afraid of the outside world. And in return, I experienced not living at all, not a life at all. I risked not living at all. And unhappiness. Excuse me. So I said all this to say, 2021 has to be really personal for you, because you need to manifest in the now. You have to realize that what you want is what you want right now. And you need to make it happen right now. Write down a thing or a list of the things that you would love to do. And do them. Why be silent? Why be shy when that's not what you want to be? Why be sad and unhappy when you deserve to be happy, when you could be happy? Now, what are you waiting for? Nothing goes according to plan. You can't prepare enough for anything. So just go with your gut, go with what you have. And worst case scenario, you live. You're going to die anyways. Why not live in the process? What are you saving yourself for? What are you holding yourself back for? That big thing, that person who's going to come along to save you, hate to break it to you, but it's just a fairy tale. And you have to be the one who shows up and saves yourself. You have to. Show 2021 what you're made of. Grab a life by the balls and jump on it. Fuck being logical. Fuck being realistic. Fuck being all those things. Authenticity is the only thing that's going to make you make it in the age of Aquarius. Freedom and allowing ultimate freedom is the only thing that's going to make you make it in the age of Aquarius. You look at all these influencers. You look at all these people who are being millionaires and billionaires at the age of 15, 5, 12, 20, 21. These are all people who are being authentic to themselves and constantly doing things that made them happy in the now. They didn't fucking wait. In the age of Aquarius, you get rewarded with being authentic to yourself, and with Jupiter and Saturn in Aquarius right now, the time is now to do it now. Why are you waiting? Be true to yourself and watch everything else fall in place. I intend it to be so now and forevermore, for you and for everyone. You are the creator of your world. the creed of your life.
Also, that means buckle up, because it's gonna get really personal here, and I'm gonna start doing and saying and being everything that I've always wanted to be and everything that I love to be. So I hope you guys are ready for 2021, because it's personal, baby. And I had a lot of things that I was holding back, but not anymore. So let's do it. Let's get it. I hope you guys are ready for this ride, because it's personal. It's do or die time. And guess what? I'm living life on the edge. I'll see you guys next Monday. Bye.